Quiet time? Of course I know I should have a quiet time. But how do you do it? That's my question. How can I have one if I don't know what to do? Do those thoughts echo your own? If that's the case, stick around. The next 4 minutes could change your life. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, how to have a quiet time. People who have been used of God down through the centuries are people who have met with God on a daily basis. They have so ordered their lives that they have found time to pray and read the Word of God, quite often early in the morning, before the work presses in, before the phone rings, before the demands of the day are upon them. Most of us live busy lives. Few people today have all the time they need. This is especially true of Christians. Our families, our homes, our church, our business, our community activities, all these keep us hopping. As you read the life of Jesus, you see in him a person who had lots to do and a short time to do it in. Jesus said, "I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work." There's an interesting event recorded in Luke 5:15. "But so much the more went there a fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities." The next verse shows something of how Jesus saw things in his priorities. It says, "And he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed." Isn't that tremendous? Here he is in the midst of a busy schedule, involved with multitudes of people, and he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. He was never too busy to spend time with his Father in heaven. Let's pause for a moment and ask, are we? To have an effective time in morning prayers and Bible reading, we must plan it the night before. It will save you a lot of time if you get yourself organized the night before. Take whatever you're going to use to the place where you're going to meet God. Your Bible, your devotional booklet, your reading glasses, your prayer list, whatever you'll need. And have in mind the scriptures you will read. Have the coffee pot ready to put on. Have your clothes ready and laid out. In other words, be ready. When the alarm goes off, get up. And here's a tip. If you only wind the alarm a half a turn, you will not wake the rest of the household. Wash your face with cold water. Take some deep breaths at the open window. Wake up. When you get to the place of meeting, start by reading the Bible. This helps you get your mind on the Lord. When you begin your prayer time, if your mind starts to wander, pray out loud. If things come to mind that you need to do during the day, have a blank piece of paper handy and jot it down and then forget it. If you feel yourself getting sleepy, have another cup of coffee or walk around the room while you pray. After a few weeks, if it seems that you're getting into a rut, vary what you do. Pray over an open Bible, verse by verse. Pray over a map of the world. Praying for God's blessing on his work in the remote corners of the earth. David said, "Seven times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments." Not once in 7 days, as many of us do. Every Sunday morning we sing, "Praise God, from whom all blessings flow," and that does it for another week. Let Psalm 5, 1, 2, and 3 be the reflection of your own heart. "Give ear to my words, O Lord, consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up." May God bless you as you spend time with the Lord day by day.